But at the same time, I think the Academy loves this because a year prior, nobody knew the Oscars even happened. Like, I'm sorry, but nobody knew the Oscars happens. And today, if you read Twitter or you read any tweet anywhere, they are going to be like, oh, the Oscars happened because of Will Smith.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Nobody You Know. How's everyone doing today?
Pretty good.
We're good. We're good. Well, sit back and enjoy this new episode. Today, we are talking about the Oscars 2022. Everything, everyone involved, all the scandals. If you know, you know. Sit back and enjoy. Let's dive into it, guys.
Everything they didn't tell you.
All the gossip. Yes.
Ooh. All right. Whoops. Oh. Something fall.
It's okay. Our little setup is acting up, but it's okay. All righty. Oh, yes. If you're watching our video, we set up a different... Do you like the new setup? Comment below.
Comment. Give us feedback.
Yes. We switched it up. We spiced it up a little bit.
You got to feng shui this joint.
Alrighty.
All right.
So let's dive into what everybody and their mother is talking about.
The elephant in the room.
Yes.
Right?
Slaughtered around the world.
Will Smith.
Smackdown
versus Chris Rock. No one was expecting this. Nope. Okay. Do you guys think it was played or it was this real?
I feel like it's hard to believe it was real.
Right.
But I think it was.
It was real.
It was real. I vote real.
Yes.
My vote goes for real as well because I don't think you can make up those reactions. No. I really don't think so.
No.
Now, personally, do you think he handled it the way
Gus
you should
and I have
handle
been fighting
it?
About this?
Now, I feel like where's the debate here? Tell me.
It's so hard because I think what I'm trying to say is that both are wrong.
Right.
Right.
Because the Academy also knew what the joke was. Because they script everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like nothing is like, oh, Chris Rock just went up there and say the words.
Right.
Okay.
So
the Academy, it's not improvised.
Yes, it's not improvised.
Okay, the joke.
So, you know, that joke was no good.
Mm-hmm. No, it was out of line. Yes. Completely
that
out of line.
That being said, though, I'm going to use myself for an example. I didn't know that she had
alopecia.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I get it why a lot of people do know it, but I also get it why a lot of people wouldn't necessarily. Just because she's been outspoken about it doesn't mean like it's plastered across the world.
And I thought about that too. Right. I'm like, maybe he doesn't know. Chris Rock doesn't know that she had a medical condition. I also thought about that too.
And there's been a lot of hot, sexy ladies in Hollywood in the past who rocked bald heads
before. Exactly.
So he could have just thought that she was pulling like a Halle Berry or whatever.
Right. So my question is though, even if he didn't know or if he knew, do you think it's right to make fun of a medical condition? Do you think that's right?
No, I don't think it was funny. No. Like even because like I didn't know about the sickness, like I said, and I didn't think it was funny.
Right.
Like I thought it was just like he was making fun of her haircut for like not because of a medical reason, but just because he thought it was funny. It wasn't funny. There was other jokes he said that were funny, but not that one.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But like, I did think it was scripted at first because, like, Will Smith was laughing along with everyone.
Right,
yes.
He was.
But when he
turned over.
When he saw his wife, that's when he switched it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Which naturally, as a husband, as a wife, as a partner in life,
you're going to defend the
partner in your life. I mean, I understand that reaction in some ways. But at the end of the day, guys, it's Oscar night. Mm-hmm. This is a televised international award show.
Yes.
Everyone is there. I am a firm believer that there's a time and place for everything. And that was not the time, nor the place, nor the way to handle that situation. That he didn't like it, that's fine. I think he could have done it out in private doors, took him aside and talked to him privately.
Or maybe do it at the after party, walk up to him, smack him then.
Just not there, not in that moment.
Such bad timing because I felt so horrible for the guy who won his award directly afterwards.
The documentary.
Because nobody, I couldn't even focus.
Quest.
I mean, the full night was overshadowed. I mean, it's still overshadowed. Like,
exactly. That's the thing.
Nobody's talking about anything about the movies, mm-mm, how good. Mm-mm. Like, this is the third woman that wants an Oscar.
Exactly.
Two women in a row.
A historic night for so many other winners. Yeah. And that was what Jim Carrey said in his interview. It just overshadowed everyone's accomplishments. And that is no way to remember an Oscars. And, like, and again, going back to Jim Carrey, he also mentioned that that's for life. That's filmed.
That's,
like,
it.
That's on forever and ever. Right. So it's embarrassing. I feel really bad for both parties. It's just embarrassing. That's not how you want to win your Oscar. First of all, your first Oscar.
Right.
In 30 years.
He won what, like 20 minutes after all that?
Yeah.
That was the other bad thing about it. Because it looked, and I think this is the Academy, if he was going to do it, they probably would have preferred him to do it either way before or way after, because it looked as though they were awarding someone for bad behavior.
Right.
And that's so that it just wasn't good.
Right. That's exactly what
But at the same time, I think the Academy loves this. Because a year prior, nobody knew the Oscars even happened. Like, I'm sorry, but nobody knew the Oscars happens. And today, if you read Twitter or you read any tweet anywhere, they're going to be like, oh, the Oscars happened because of Will Smith.
Right.
So the Oscars are loving this bullshit.
Yeah.
The Oscars are maybe loving it, but I think the attendees, like the people being awarded,
the filmmakers, the actors, the artists are probably hating it.
Absolutely.
Because anybody after him.
The Oscars as a whole, it's probably loving the attention because, again, they probably, if it wasn't for Will Smith, nobody would be talking about the Oscars.
There you go.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go for it.
Well, I was just going to say the person that I think affected most out of it almost wasn't even Jada Pinkett Smith, but I actually think it was poor Richard, the real Richard. Richard Williams. Mm-hmm. Because Will Smith, instead of just apologizing like a normal apology, he compared himself to Richard Williams, the guy who he's playing in the movie.
Okay,
and
the
saying
father of the girls.
He literally verbatim says, like, I look like I'm crazy, like Richard Williams protecting my family or whatever. I think he meant it as a compliment, but it came out really badly because, like, that's not what Richard Williams wants to be remembered by.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because even the father said something about that too. He said, I don't condone violence. He didn't even approve of the action. So you have both parties. You hear some in support of Will because everyone loves Will Smith. I mean, what's not to love about him?
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, showing that what he says, love makes you do crazy things. Mm-hmm. It was violence at the end of the day. And I don't think you should handle a situation like that. At the end of the day, he's a public figure. Him and his wife and his whole family is a public figure.
Yeah.
It's about to happen. Jokes are about to happen. They're going to be talked about regardless. They're celebrities. So that's what you signed up to do as in the show business. They're going to talk about you anyways. So I don't know.
It just seemed a little like, and I just thought it was a little bit like when he was like, the river is calling me to protect or whatever. It just felt a little like he was like, having this savior complex. I read an article written by a woman who actually said that she felt like he took the power away from Jada by like assuming that she needed to like have him protect her with violence instead of like letting her have a voice about it in a way that she wanted to.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We won't know like Jada's side of it. Right. And maybe that is what she wanted and that's why he reacted that way. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Gus had a good point that was something I didn't think that much about, but just to like also be as objective as we can, like what you were saying about like how hard it is for people to be in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
they're gonna snap someday.
Exactly. No, there is always a point because, again, as you say, they are public figures.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever they do, rightfully or not, it's gonna be a spotlight. It's gonna be like somewhere.
Right. Yes.
So you know, there is going to be a point, you are a human being,
yes,
where if you hear 100 stories about yourself, yeah, and only one is correct. Mm-hmm. When somebody's going to tell you, hey, how you doing? You're going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
You know, exactly. And it's probably something not even that, yeah, is that big of a deal, yeah, but you have so many things stacking up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That mm-hmm. It yeah, doesn't matter what it is.
It wasn't even the joke. I think, like you're saying, I know what you're saying. There was a lot of things stacking up to that.
Right. Because prior to that, they already had the joke about they're having a weird relationship.
Right, relationship. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, that puts you in a bad mood because you don't want to be there for what you do in your personal life. Mm-hmm. You want to be there for your work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. this is where he also misinterpret that, mm-hmm, and went into hitting somebody.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
No, yeah, I agree so on
it's
that.
Just,
yeah.
It's such a shame. But let's move on into the good part of the Oscars.
Right.
You know, like
the other part.
It's spotlighting.
Yeah, like the part who like they won.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The nominees, good, the winners, yes, all that good stuff.
You know what was surprising? I thought The Power of the Dog was gonna get way more awards that they got because they were nominated for 12 Oscars.
Right, they were. Yes.
And
they
I think they only got one.
Yeah.
Yes,
but like
did.
What we were saying is even the little previews and clips of that movie, no offense if anyone loves this movie, it just looked so boring.
It's not a movie that I would watch, to be quite mm-hmm. honest with you. When I saw the nominees and the clips, I was like, I don't know if that movie looks interesting. No. I don't know.
I
didn't
like,
look
normally in 5 seconds, I can be slightly entertained,
right,
and I
right,
wasn't.
Right, but for that one, it didn't catch my attention.
And I grew up watching Wild West with my dad, so it's not to say I don't like a Western. It just didn't vibe with me.
Just yeah, didn't catch your attention. No,
no,
same.
No.
Yes, yes. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to kick it off, Emmy? What are you?
Yeah. Encanto, they got
Encanto won.
I mean, we
best
were not
animated.
Surprised.
Are we surprised? Yes.
I mean, a lot of people are having a lot of discussion about it, you know,
really?
Because they thought the other animated films were better than that.
Oh. Bullshit.
So,
I know my vote was for always Encanto. Yeah. I
think they also thought Luca could be better because it was better done
I
or something like that.
I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched them
okay,
either.
Okay, we're going to watch Luca, you guys, and let you know.
But yeah, people were concerned a little bit about it.
Interesting.
But at the same time, I feel like Encanto, I don't know, I like it. I think
it's
it was a beautiful movie.
It was
yes.
I was so happy that they
the
won.
The perfect yes. message the world needs right now. Uh-huh. I mean, maybe Luca has a great, I'm sure it does too.
Yeah, yeah.
But so we'll have to watch Luca and get back to you guys on that one. But
definitely.
I think Encanto, just the music alone, like.
Right.
Speaking of the so music, yes, their little performance with Megan Thee Stallion.
I know,
there.
What a surprise.
That was cute, I liked it.
I was
people
not expecting
it.
That.
I don't,
no, yeah.
I don't, the other part, I don't know if it's just because I have a lot of Colombians in my Facebook and Twitter and mm-hmm, all these things. They all hated it.
Well, I could understand
I
that because they're like, this is like a Colombian movie soundtrack.
The highlight of, let's highlight Colombia and Colombian yes, artists.
Right. And let's them, right, let them have the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think I kind of felt a little how they did. I mean, like, I love Megan
Thee Stallion. That's the thing. We love Megan Thee Stallion. So we can't.
Yes. I think what they hate about it, it wasn't that it was her coming in. I think they hate that they changed the song without, I think it wasn't even without Lin-Manuel's approval. I think the Oscars did it themselves.
Oh. Yeah, they did because this is one of their tactics that they were doing for this year's Oscars mm-hmm, that I keep reading about. It's just they're trying to do all these things to bring in like our generation of people, make it mm-hmm, exciting and like in
viewers,
some ways
views,
it's like whoa, so desperation. Like,
the
you know, it's
like
oh,
low,
we have to like.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why,
the views
they
are
lose?
Really low. Views. They're like 15.36 million viewers.
13?
15?
15.
Yeah, and it's like the second year that it's been low. Like last year was even lower.
Even
than
lower.
That. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, so it's because unfortunately, people don't care about the how the movies are done and
right,
like what actually goes into the movies, mm-hmm, which is so fascinating mm-hmm, to me. But you know,
yeah.
It's definitely so sad. Insane. But yeah,
they can maybe like change the way they're doing it, but I don't think this is the right way.
Yeah, by changing while people are known. Yeah, no,
because
people were expecting probably the full Encantos on the full. We don't talk
I
about Bruno.
I'm ready.
The middle part
was
is
thinking,
our favorite part.
Yes, yeah, our, yeah.
Didn't. No. Didn't happen.
Yeah, yep, it didn't happen. Well,
I mean, but at least the good thing was they let seen Sebastian Yatra Dos Oruguitas, and it was in Spanish.
I loved it.
You know,
it.
So
yeah,
it was pretty cute.
Job.
Also, mm-hmm, to hear him singing mm-hmm, in Spanish, mm-hmm, you see how nervous he was.
He was shaking.
His hands,
I thought that was the cutest thing ever.
His hands
so
were
wholesome,
shaking.
It was was so cute, but he did such a fabulous
and
job.
And the voice wasn't shaking. It was just his hand. His and it made me feel better as a performer. I was like, okay, I'm not the only one that shakes.
We're not the only ones.
It was also cute because he also posted in his Instagram, like, the moment after.
Yes.
Where, like, he was literally panting. Yes. And, like, because he was like, you know, this is a dream come true. Like, a Colombian singing in Spanish at the Oscars. It's like, wow, like,
it's,
you know, monumental. The magnitude.
You're right.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's monumental. Yeah. It's one of those things that you don't see every day. And it's amazing. It really
I kind of feel like he should have won the best song. Yeah. But when you put it next to Billie Eilish, it's like...
That song was gorgeous. And her performance with her brother.
But it is so gorgeous. But I kind of agree with you because here's the thing. Is like, yes, you basically can't compete with her voice. Like, it's impossible.
Right. That
it's like Adele level. But at the same time, like, if I was... one of the judges or however they determine who wins, I feel like it's the entire song as a whole.
Right.
And when you take the lyrics into it, like the lyrics of the song that Billie Eilish sang are beautiful, but they don't really like make you feel a story. Mm-hmm. You're just like, her voice is so gosh darn amazing.
Right, right.
But like with the other song, it tells such a beautiful story.
Right. It is.
And the meaning behind it.
The meaning behind it.
Yeah, and so that's kind of... And then on top of the fact that he also has an incredible voice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, you know, Billie Eilish is one of a million things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like... let this guy have a moment. That's kind of how I felt.
Right.
But.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could also argue with the King Richard, Beyonce. Because that song was also really good.
But she's also won a million things.
Yeah, yeah, but that one is a little bit more structured, more things. So I don't know. I mean,
I think it was a tough category. Now that we're talking about it, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that's a very tough category to even compete in. I mean, they're all... It's just the level of talent is through the roof.
And I guess, like, if I didn't have you guys to, like, translate the lyrics for me, it probably wouldn't maybe have as big of an impact. Like, I would be like, oh, this sounds beautiful, but it's when you know the story about the caterpillar, like, and all that stuff.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But at least he got to perform, like you said, and be on stage and have that moment. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what was the... let's go into makeup.
Makeup.
Okay.
So we watched.
Go ahead.
We watched him.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Okay. So good. How was that?
And the makeup is insane.
Oh. I mean, the little clips that they were showing.
Right.
It was impeccable.
Insane. Like, for example, this movie, it was at the beginning, it was hard for me to watch because of how religious intense it was.
Yes.
But also at the same time, it's so. It shows how well they actually make the movie.
Right.
Because it makes you think about that type of people. Mm-hmm, and like, it's insane. Like, the movie is amazing.
Right.
It's pretty damn movie. And she, her acting.
Right.
Nailed it.
And the makeup. I mean, the makeup is one of the things because Jessica Chastain, gorgeous.
She's a gorgeous woman.
She's so beautiful.
Like,
she's beautiful.
Like,
it's beautiful.
That woman is like, wow.
Yeah. No, she's anything. She's gorgeous, naturally. Yeah. Wakes up gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you're like... yeah. Is that an angel? You know?
Yeah. She's so beautiful.
So, and by the how they made her look with...
Well, and then when you look at the real Tammy Faye, like the person she was emulating, the makeup is just spot on. Like, they look exactly the
exactly.
same.
The interviews, the teens. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it goes to show how much it takes to make a movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a crew of talented people behind the scenes and on the screens, too. Mm-hmm. I mean... that's amazing.
And
that's
like,
amazing.
She had to have been wearing like prosthetics and stuff
a lot of
because
prosthetics.
It wasn't just the makeup. It was also like they changed her cheekbones and her jaw and everything.
Her bone
structure. Cool. And like when we were watching the movie, I never once was like, oh, I can
tell. Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, like and I wasn't like, I can tell. Like
you
are like, wow, she's wearing a lot of makeup. Yeah. But that's what people said when they saw Tammy too.
Right.
So
yeah,
it was very realistic.
So good. So good. Also, that's a crazy story. I have no idea who they were because, you know, I've been in the States almost 9 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when Ashley was telling me about it, so it's like
my mom, like I asked my mom after watching the movie because I had a feeling, you know, because she's from that era, and I was like, mom, did you ever watch like this TV channel? And she's like, yeah, I did sometimes. Like, she's like, sometimes it actually like helped me. And I was like, I hope you didn't give them money. And she's like, no, I never donated. I was like, good.
and I think that's the only sad part about this story, because it's like, you know, they were doing something good because they were making people feel better. And that's the intention. Like, if you're doing that, you are putting your however you want to call it, you know, mm-hmm. your Lord's call or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But when you started scamming people.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how much she knew.
Oh, I'm sure she knew.
She had to have known something, but I also really liked Jessica Chastain's acceptance speech for Best Actress, because I think that, like, Tammy was like that. Mm-hmm. Like, she did love all people regardless. The message of love, and I just liked it that she, like, reiterated that in her speech, and I thought it was really beautiful.
I mean, the interview of the guy who had AIDS and was gay mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. when? In the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And back then, gay with AIDS is like...
It might have even been like late 80s.
It was so controversial. Uh-huh. I think it was so late 80s. So
I think that's like, even like pre-Diana. Like,
uh-huh. So if she did that, it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, she really wasn't to something. It was unfortunate that there... It's kind of like a little bit... No wanting to go back to... And Will Smith, but when Denzel told him something about when you are at your highest point, that's when the demon calls.
Yeah.
And that's what happens to them. They were at their peak, and that's when they got, you know, sight-blinded by the power and the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because this is also kind of like another point when people say, if money hasn't changed you, you haven't made enough money.
That's an interesting.
Yeah. So, because money is going to change you some way or another, but it's up to you which way you take.
Right. You have, Wow. That's deep. That's very deep. That's very deep.
Yeah. We want to move on to another category.
Yes.
Category we want to move on.
Can we talk about Dune?
Dune, yes. Dune.
I mean, about Dune.
Dune won, what, 6 out of 11?
Six out of 11. I think so, yeah.
I think he deserved every single one.
Every single of those six or 11?
No, I don't think it deserves 11.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely deserves maybe 7.
Okay. So and definitely it deserved all those awards.
All the ones
sound,
they won.
Editing. Oh, yeah. Amazing film.
Just for those clips alone, I was like, this looks like a really, really good movie. I haven't yet watched it.
Yes.
Okay. We watched it, and also I've read the book, and it's like a cult classic, right? Uh-huh. And I actually had a little bit of a hard time reading the book. It's a very complicated story, mm-hmm. or just the vocabulary that the author uses when they're writing it. It can be a little bit harder to follow than some other maybe sci-fi fantasy books out there. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I almost had a hard... I don't usually have a hard time getting into a lot of books, and so I stuck with it, and, you know, I liked it, but when I heard that they were making a movie out of it, I was, like, worried that I was going to, like, be bored by it, or that it would also have a difficult time, like, kind of, like, getting the story across, and I was afraid he would be just, like, totally bored by it.
Yeah.
And the second it opened, I was just like, damn, this is good. Like, the sound and the
way they film it. I mean, it's a 2.5-hour movie.
Okay, so it's a lengthy movie. And it's a lengthy one. Okay.
I was never bored.
Mm-hmm. That says a lot.
You know, because...
That says a lot.
I'm one of those person who watch the movies, and I'm thinking, how do they make it? How did they put the light? Where do they put the light? What is the camera? How many crew members are there? Are they doing it with a crane? Are they doing it with a shot? You know, like...
It makes it hard for him to enjoy movies. Right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
When I'm not thinking of any of those things, I know the movie's good.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was so invested in the story, the full team, the way they talk, mm-hmm. how it was futuristic, but at the same time,
antique,
ancient.
Like, at the same time. Oh. Which is how it is in the book. And I think, like, one of the most, besides, like, the sound and the visuals, the award they also deserve was... Didn't they win Best Screenplay?
Best Adapted Screenplay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. To me, that's what they did do so well. Like, usually when I see a movie that's made from a book, I'm like, the book is way better. And in this case, I'm actually like, I like the movie better, which is extremely rare for me to say.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
the fact that I didn't have to explain anything to him a lot of times, especially with like a sci-fi movie or something. And if it's something that I know or I've read, I'm like constantly telling him like what's
going
on.
This is the name or why.
Uh-huh. And then in this one, I didn't have to do that, and I think that's because they adapted the story so well, and they told it in a much
easier to digest.
Yeah, easier to digest way.
Right. It's so good. Right. So good. Wow. The book was made in 1965.
Wow.
Yeah, Frank Herbert. Wow. That's the name. And the director of Dune is called Denis Villeneuve. Which, something that surprised me was like, how this guy is not, like, how the movie is nominated for so many things, but he's not nominated for Best Director.
I know. I was That was shocking.
That to me doesn't make sense at all. Yeah, because it's like, how this movie is so amazing to be nominated 11 times, but it's not amazing to.
Has anyone, like, looked it up? Like, why?
No, it has happened a couple times. I have seen it before in the Oscars.
Does it have to do with anything, like, political? Like, have they pissed people off or something?
Right. Because, like, how do you think the movie was made?
But.
Because isn't the director, like, responsible for kind of all
the
of those
whole thing?
Things?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but anyways.
That's interesting.
But I don't know. He's also the director of Arrivals. Have you guys watched Arrivals? Mm-hmm. Is this movie about aliens and how they come in contact and how... It's also an amazing movie. Also,
it's beautiful. Okay. It's beautifully
So when I realized that he was the director of that, I'm like, I see it on there. Yeah. Like, oh, I see.
It connects. Yeah.
Amazing movie. I'm so excited for the second one. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
This movie was made $165 million. That's how much they spent. That was the budget.
Right.
But compared to bigger movies that this caliber, they're actually $300 million.
Oh, wow.
$165, I feel like it's pretty big, but it's not like insane.
Right.
And
right.
It made $400 million. So.
There you go.
Okay. I was actually kind of bummed that it didn't win Best Costumes or Wardrobe or whatever it's called, too, because
it was Cruella.
I thought like Cruella was really cool, don't get me wrong, but I feel like the Cruella outfits like could be for any movie set in that time period. Like, I could get in trouble for saying this because like Cruella had some amazing costumes, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But I think like what they did with the costumes in Dune, like making them look like antique but futuristic, and like even just like the fabric that the torn scarves were made out of, and some of the women had these like entire like face of like jewels like over their face, and then there was like some like alien type looking servant looking people, I don't know, it like with their head they had these like mask things, I don't know, they had some really really creative looking costumes, so I was surprised they didn't win for that too, but I guess they won plenty. So.
Yeah. I mean, he got, because when he made the first movie, they didn't know if they were going to make the second one.
It's too complicated of a story, I think, so, to do it in one movie.
It got such a good thing that they are making a second one.
Wow.
So they're thinking it's going to be released October
2023. Okay.
Well, and I think that's also why a lot of them didn't get nominated for like supporting actor or supporting actress or like any of that, because they knew there was going to be a part two, and it's kind of sometimes like hard to like award someone for like something like that when the whole story hasn't like come
fully
to
developed
like completion or whatever.
I think
totally. You should watch it though, it's really good.
We're down.
One is good. I really like it.
Yeah,
I think it was interesting.
Very cool.
And then did you guys watch King Richard?
King Richard?
We did not watch. Mm-mm. No.
But you guys have some movie watching.
We have a lot of movies to watch.
We have a lot of movies and shows.
Yeah, you can watch the Oscars and not have to watch all the movies to like follow along. Like it excites me to watch these movies now, because now I'm like, oh, they look really good. Right, like it's intriguing. But did you guys watch
King Richard?
Was it good?
We did a movie thon. Yeah.
Got it. What were your thoughts on that?
I really like King Richard. I definitely think Will Smith deserved
it. Okay, he did.
Okay.
Deserve.
Yeah. So he does deserve it.
Compared to the other movies, because, I mean, the only. Let's talk about a little bit Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Yes.
Backtrack a little.
This guy, how can I say this? Amazing.
Really?
Amazing. I feel like he could be. If Will Smith didn't win, he should have been the other one that you are like.
Oh, wow.
Was he nominated?
Yeah, he was nominated for Best Actor for Tick, Tick, Boom.
Which he did amazing in.
Amazing. Have you guys watched Tick, Tick, Boom?
Don't even ask us anymore. No. Yes.
Dude was busy, though. Like, literally.
It was like acting, singing, dancing,
he was in three movies in 3 years.
Yes,
right?
he was in the... He was nominated for basically... The Iso Tammy Faye, he is the co-star.
Right.
But he wasn't nominated for that one.
No, he was not nominated for that.
He should have been, though. He should have been.
And then he was also nominated for Tick, Tick, Boom.
Right.
And he was in another. He was also in Spider-Man. So he did three movies in the past
busy
year.
Guy. Mm-hmm. Busy, busy guy.
Insane. But
secure the bag, Andrew Garfield. Yes.
Tick, Tick, Boom. So good. I feel like he just... I don't know. I think it resonates more with artists.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm,
because yeah. It's about how... I forgot the name of the actual guy.
It's about the guy who wrote Rent. The screenplay for Rent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
wow.
But it's before he wrote Rent.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it's like probably
it's like his
songs.
Process of uh-huh. creating it, yeah. which wow. took him, what, was it 8 years, 10 years?
It took forever. It took him forever to write this musical that is represented in Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the end of the movie is like he finally does it.
Yes.
But the promoter of the mm-hmm. the girl who's going to help him.
Yes.
He's like, okay, what do I do now? Like, where are we going to be booked?
Yeah.
And she's like, no. Like, you just go and write the next one.
Wow.
So it's literally the life of an artist, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah. you get to the peak. You did this movie. You did this amazing yeah. dance, anything. Yeah. What do you do after that? You just do the next one.
You continue. Yeah. You continue.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's literally the life of an
I feel like
artist.
That ending was also that this movie was directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And you wow. can tell because it flows so seamlessly between just the appearing music. Like a normal movie mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden everyone in the room just starts singing, but it's not like awkward. It just like uh-huh. makes sense. It would just be like if our life was a musical and no one thought anything differently. Like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, it was so cool.
Yes, and I think that's what, for example, Steven Spielberg got wrong in West Side Story.
Yeah. yeah.
Right. If you don't know, watch... we're going to put the link. We have an episode dedicated to this, too.
Because West Side Story is good. Like, everything else, technically, camera, movement, everything is beautiful.
Mm. Yes.
But I feel like it doesn't have that feeling that Tick, Tick, Boom has as a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think which is, like, the exactly. new musical way. Uh-huh. Spielberg is doing it old school. Because, like, it used to be when you went and saw a musical, you knew there was talking, and then you could always tell, like, when
it was going to start.
It was going to be a song. Yeah. And then they were going to stop. And then it was going to be a song. And like now, it's like it's like this
Lin-Manuel
realistic,
has a way
and it flows,
of right. just flowing.
Right. It flows.
It just flows. Uh-huh. It
but
flows.
Yeah. Regardless, Andrew Garfield, amazing. At the same time, I think he's British.
Okay. Yes. He is.
So
yes.
to don't have an accent in all of these movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. of course. He has to have like a different accent in every one. Because right, uh-huh. in the first one he's like East Coast, and yes. then in Tammy Faye, I think he's like Midwest or something. I can't even like. He plays the husband.
The life of an artist, guys. The life of an artist.
Amazing. I mean, a lot of people were upset that he didn't win.
Wow.
So well, he was probably... And we should know this, but, like, maybe you can't be nominated for more than one category.
Movie, yeah.
Or, like, I mean, like, say you make three movies. Yeah, like, are you allowed to be nominated for best actor in every single
and
one?
And best supporting role and best these? I don't know.
And so, like, in my mind, I was thinking, you know what? He was probably like, if I'm in three movies, I got to win for one of them. And, like, you know, like, that didn't... happened True. For him because I was actually really surprised he didn't get nominated for playing the husband uh-huh. of Tammy just because he did that so well. And when you see also videos of the real, why can't I remember his name? The husband's
name. I can't remember his name too.
We were all just so into Tammy.
It's going to drive me nuts.
But anyways, like he also... acts and speaks and looks like the real guy. So
got it.
Amazing. All of these movies are amazing.
Yeah.
Like all of the ones.
I can tell because mm-hmm. you guys have watched them that and I you're have like, watched. Yep. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 like.
And I still having a couple that I haven't watched. Like for example, I really want to watch Coda.
Yeah.
I want to watch that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
congratulations to the leading actor.
So Coda is actually one of that is breaking a lot of barriers
Definitely.
Because he's a woman director.
Yes.
Which never happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actor
winning.
Yes.
And Best Picture as a streaming service. So
Apple.
This is the first movie that was made by the streaming services that wins an Oscar.
Apple. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So
yes.
it's breaking a lot of digital things that it's about
it's
to
major.
Happen.
They're major.
The woman,
They're
she's
not
only the
major.
Second female director
no,
ever.
She's the third female.
I thought she was the second.
She's the second in a row. Last year it was also a woman who won Best Director.
Yes.
That says a lot.
So this is the second time. This is the third time a woman wins. in 94 years.
Wow. Yeah, I know, stupid. Right? It's literally crazy.
94 years.
It's taken 94 years, guys.
Stupid.
For three.
And she's
for
three. Young for three. Too. Yeah, yeah. Like, she's not an old lady on the you know, end of her prime.
I didn't know that Eugenio Derbez was in CODA. Uh-huh. And that was also interesting, too. Yeah, so I was like, oh, wow. Like, it's cool.
I knew they were going to win when the lady handing, I can't remember her name, when she opened the... when she was about to open the award and she started signing signing who won. Yeah. And then I was like, I know who's going to win now.
Liza Minnelli with Lady Gaga.
No. The one,
it was
the Asian actor.
Actress.
Forgot her. Yeah. The actress. Uh-huh. She was for the
best picture was Lady Gaga with Liza Minnelli, and she also did this before she said CODA.
Yes. So did he win for best supporting
best
actor?
Supporting actor.
Best
supporting
okay,
actor.
That's what it was. I knew that he was going to win when she started signing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was super cute. Standing ovation. Cute. It was so cute.
Yes. Yeah. So cute. I'd really want to see the movie. I mean, that one seems very interesting, but it's also a copy. This movie has been done before.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Wow. About the same exact plot and everything?
I think so.
Wow.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Right, yeah. I think it was a movie done before or it's a book. One of the other, but I think it was done before.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah,
very,
it's some things that sometimes you don't think about, but they happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I remember when you asked me, like, what is this, like, adapted screenplay or, like, original?
Yeah.
And it was, like, you know, like, ones that are already done and ones that are actually new.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I am intrigued to see that one because, like, on paper, it doesn't, like, something sounds about fishing. I'm like, that sounds kind of boring.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I'm down to give it a try now that I know that it won for a lot of things. And I think it's kind of like what you were saying. The good thing about the Oscars and what I hope people remember about it to keep it relevant in the years to come is just like, it is a good way to know like what movies you should and shouldn't watch.
Right.
It gets you excited.
It gets you excited to watch these films that people, artists have devoted their whole lives to. And so congratulations to all the award winners.
Yeah.
And
the nominees, of course. And I kind of, I missed the red carpet stuff. Did you guys watch
I was so curious.
Like, I always like to be like, what dress would I want to wear? But like, who did anyone have like a dress or outfit that you were just like, yes? Who won?
We family favorite was Sophia Carson, one of the hosts. Uh-huh. She had a black, beautiful ball gown. It was really, really beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Her hair, her jewelry was gorgeous. I liked Vanessa Hudgens. She was also
She was
well put together. I wasn't a big fan of the dress.
Just it was kind of a, no offense, but like a dress where you can get at like Forever 21.
It was
common. Yeah, it was too common. It was just like another black dress. That was it.
It was just
nothing
like another
popped out.
Exactly. Zendaya slayed. She always slays.
Zendaya was pretty good. Yeah.
Yes. Even when they did their outfit change for the Vanity Fair, the after party, there was a lot of great looks.
Lily James, I really liked her.
Oh, yes,
Lily James, gorgeous.
Her body is just like unreal.
Yes. Both dresses too, the pink one and the black one.
Yeah. I actually like Timothy.
Timothée Chalamet with his
I think
chest.
I never looked at the guy's outfits
with the shade open. No, but I think it's, for example, like the guys is so boring. Like they can either just wear black, blue, or white.
Different suits.
Yeah. That's it. Like you don't see anything.
They can wear other things, but
like it's not that common.
It's not.
And like, you know, usually they leave that for like the gay men or things like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, come on, like no. Yeah. Like you should be more variety.
Yeah.
So I like that he went for just a blazer with an open cut.
It was nice. Yeah. It was nice. It's the Oscars. Like, why not? Right. Like, go all out.
Yeah. Go for it.
You know who like has like outfits that they could wear to the Oscars? Nick Cannon. Like everything he wears on the Masked Singer is like epic.
All the
guys should call out to him and be like, dude, where do
Nick
you get
Cannon
your
outfits? Yes, you're right. Oh my gosh, you're right.
I thought Jessica Chastain's dress was interesting. Like, I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it. It was just, it kind of seemed like little girly, which is kind of cute.
Her Vanity Fair one was much better.
Yeah. I agree.
It kind of looked like she was like the Barbie on top of a cake or something, because it was like this.
I liked her after the party.
It was really interesting.
She looked good regardless.
And then the jewels, I can't remember her name, the one who was flirting really obnoxiously. She was like an MC at the beginning. short hair. I think she was wearing like a green sequin dress.
Tiffany Haddish? No.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish? I don't know if anyone noticed her necklace. It was like a giant like sapphire. Yes. I know like a lot of jewelers like will like have famous people wear their jewelry. Yeah. I'm sure that thing was worth like, I mean, it was like the size of my freaking, you know, like nut. She like it was huge.
She looked good.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
I was just curious. So it's always fun to hear the outfits that people like the best.
Yeah. No, there was good looks. There was not so exciting, but there was good looks.
Yeah.
Let us know what was your favorite. And
And
what was your favorite movie? If you have watched any of the movies, let us know which movie did you like. What was the favorite? Did you think it was right for some of the Academy wins or not? Sometimes there could be some controversy.
Of course. Let us know your thoughts. Yeah. We love to interact with y'all.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed this Oscars edition episode.
Yes, we had fun filming this. Yeah. As always, make sure to follow us, subscribe to the YouTube channel, listen to us on all the social platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, you name it, we got it. We're on everything. Check out the website, check out everything. We're on everything, guys.
Yes.
All right. We all love you so much. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye. You got it.
Adios.
Bye. Ciao.
Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at @nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.